Hello and welcome to the Pueblo Star Journal Mayor Podcast. I'm Ben Kaysen here with Derek Trujillo. Derek, how you doing, man?
Great, man. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Dude, I'm excited to have you. This is, of course, one of our series we're doing with all of the mayor candidates. So we've got 9 episodes. Go check out the rest of those. But I'm excited to hear what Derek's got to say today. Reminder, that election is November 7th. You need to have 50% or more for the winner, or else we're going to get another runoff election at the top two. That'll be on January 4th. So, you know, all those things for Pueblo. Get out there and vote. That's my main thing I'd say for everything going on. Go check out these podcasts. And yeah, Derek, let's just jump right in, man.
Exactly, man. Yeah, let's do it. Like you said, voting's November 7th. There's not going to be a runoff because I'm going to win. I'm going to get, you know, greater than 50%. So it'll be fine.
Fair enough, man. Well, let's start out with, what would you like to see Pueblo look like at the end of your term? 2028, let's say you get elected. What do you want to see?
I want to see a more involved youth culture. I want to see a safer Pueblo. Mm-hmm. I want to see more small businesses opening. I want to see Northern Avenue revitalized. That's just one part of it. That's just something I see every day in my day-to-day life. I want to see more international things happening here. Stuff like that.
Interesting. So you mentioned the more involved youth culture.
Yes.
What does that look like? Talk to me about what that would be.
To me, you know, I think, you know, it's everyone's mindset. How old are you?
I'm 24.
You're 24. All right. So you're a little bit younger than me. I'm 26. Mm-hmm. You grew up here?
In Rye. Depends if you count it.
Okay. I count it.
It's in Pueblo County.
For sure. But you know, a lot of people our age, you know, their initial thought for some reason is, hey, I'm never going to be successful here in Pueblo. I got to go to Springs. I got to go to Denver. And that's like with no prodding at all. They just think that there's like without even trying to be successful here, you know, they're just like fresh out of high school and they're like, I got to get out of here, you know? And, that's one thing I think, Pueblo struggles with. That's, you know, as in its whole, in its image, you know, people just aren't excited to say, hey, I'm from Pueblo and I'm proud of it. You know, a lot of people are timid or shy or scared to say it for some reason. And I think, you know, it starts with, you know, as they said at the last mayor speech at, the Fuel and Iron, you know, the mayor is the biggest cheerleader for Pueblo that's how they put it. But now it really should be, the community is like the community is real when they're being their cheerleaders. They're not faking it. They actually love where they're from. And, you know, starting with the youth, once we get them to be proud of Pueblo, then anything's possible.
Well, let's jump over to, what do you think is special about Pueblo? What's some of the good things going on that make you proud to be here?
Yeah. I mean, I think first off, it's the people. When you really get down to it, Pueblo has, there's not a lot of money in Pueblo, but the people that have the drive and the will to do something, man, they're putting all their money into their hobby or into their side hustle. And they're putting their 1,000% effort into it. You know, I can't name like a bigger place with more engaged entrepreneurs, you know, people that just want to help people and don't really ask for much in return.
That's awesome, Derek. Cool. Well, let's jump a little bit into some of the nitty gritty here. So how would you address crime in Pueblo as the mayor?
For sure. I mean, like I always say, you know, I'm sure you're gonna have a lot of other mayor people on here, like you said, but I'm not a liar. I'm not gonna make false promises and stuff that I don't know about. You know, I'm not going to put myself out there like that because I don't know everything and I'm not afraid to say that. But, you know, I will find someone that does know, you know, how to retain more police officers, how to get more police officers. Well, first off, it's societal too, because people just aren't, you know, they're not excited about, you know, police officer presence really in any given situation, not even the youth. But you know, it starts with filling out those positions that we have. We have 50 plus open positions on the Pueblo Police Department. They're not getting paid enough. They're arguing about whether to give new recruits the sign-on bonus or give the current officers a bonus. You know, do it all. You know, let's reward those that have been a part of this solution already. And hey, let's try to get more answers to the problem, you know, through the tune of money, because you know, it's the world and money is actually what's going to make them change their attitude and want to come here. But realistically, you know, we have to do better introducing our police officers around the community, you know, schooling events, community events. I know the public police department does have their community events around town, so they're doing their thing. Marketing wise, just make it more known around the community. But it's small steps at a time, and it's not going to be an overnight solution. And anyone that says that is once again making false promises.
Mm. Well, let's jump over to homelessness. How would you address homelessness as the mayor?
For sure. You know, there's not a cure-all for homelessness. I've been quoted saying that, and it's true, because you could throw billions of dollars at the homeless crisis throughout America, but you're not gonna get anywhere, because it's more on an individual basis. You know, each mind and each story is different. So, taking a deeper look at where the money for nonprofits in Pueblo are going. Let's really allocate this money, efficiently. Let's solve these problems strategically. We need to make a list of, we need to go out there and make a list of every single homeless family in Pueblo. We need to get their names. We need to make some sort of contact list so we can, go down the line. Let's really take a deeper look at what's the problem here. You know, we could do so much research through all these points of contact, the needle exchange, all stuff like that. We can, those are really just points to meet these people who are in crisis and who are wanting to help, but just don't know where to go, because, it's not a cure all. One roof, offering these showers and foods and everything, that's amazing. But, you got to spend time with these people and really know them. Anyone could be homeless. 2/3 of America's population could be homeless in a month if they stop getting paid, which it's really scary if you think of it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, kind of on that, I mean, how would you address affordable housing in Pueblo?
And I could sit here and try to say a bunch of stuff that I don't know what I'm talking about, but the way to, there's someone that does know how to solve affordable housing here in Pueblo. And, that person might not be running for mayor. He's most likely not running for mayor, but there's someone that has history and experience doing all of this. And hey, let's get into contact with them. And because I'm not a housing expert. I didn't go to school to study, the housing crisis happening in America. So,
That makes sense. When it comes to things like that, Derek, like what steps would you take to go find people who are experts in these things that you're talking about? Mm-hmm.
Through the connections of the city, I'm sure they're there. Just who's on the team, I suppose. Politics are always going to play a side, but I think the connections are there to be made. We just have to utilize them better.
Mm. All right. I think my last question for you, Derek, is what's one issue that may not have a ton of attention here in Pueblo that you'd want to dig deeper into? Maybe something that's not at the front of our minds.
One thing we should dig deeper into. That's a great question.
Yeah. Maybe something that hits you a little bit different than other people.
Hmm. I think we got into one of the serious points was the youth. When I do become Pueblo mayor, I'm going to donate 3/4 of my mayoral salary to the youth, high school and college graduates. The catch is you have to keep your business. It's only going to go to business entrepreneurs and people that want to, make some kind of new product in Pueblo. But you have to keep your business here in Pueblo. And I think that's gonna, seeing that come out of the mayor's pocket, I think it's gonna send a message like, if the community leaders aren't the first ones to put their 2 feet on the ground, then we're working backwards. We got to put our money where our mouth is.
Mm. Awesome. Well, Derek, thank you so much for coming on, man. I really appreciate that.
Sure, man. Yeah. I appreciate you talking to me, and we got to get you on Street Champs, man.
I'm happy to come whenever you want.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Good. Yeah. Derek's got the podcast. So you're not used to being in the interviewer chair, huh? In the other chair.
Yeah. Not really. A few times. I love talking.
In Pueblo.
Yeah. I love talking, man. I could talk for I'm kind of sad. This is like only 10 minutes. Like, I feel like we could go for a while.
Dude, I'm the same way. I love long podcasts as well. But, so if anyone's listening to this and they want to get connected to you, to Street Champs, to your campaign, how can people connect with you?
For sure. Yeah, just check out Street Champs on, you know, anything, YouTube, Facebook, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can hit me up on Instagram on Street Champs if you think that you are someone that has an interesting story, or if you just want to be more involved in the community. You know, it's open to anyone and everyone. So yeah, that's Street Champs. My name is Derek Trujillo. And yeah, thank you so much, bro.
Good stuff, Derek. Thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
And guys, thank you so much for listening. Once again, this has been the Pueblo Star Journal's Mayoral Race Podcast. Like Derek said, we've got other podcasts going with all the other candidates, so go check them out. And then the big thing is go out and vote. Make sure you go vote in this year's election. And thank you so much for listening. For Ben and Derek, have a great rest of your day.